Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Mel.
And you're listening to
Verbal Diarrhea. And this is like, what, a special edition thingy?
Yeah, we decided to do a
audio commentary, but we're not saying to which movie, because can you like listen to that in the background? If anyone knows where that music's from. So we're shutting up for like 5 seconds.
I
can't shut up anymore.
I don't think they'll get that.
What?
I don't think they'll get it.
Okay, so we're just going to go, well, we're doing an X-Men 3 audio commentary.
Yeah, because we didn't like the movie.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this, like, in pretty much every single podcast we were doing.
Absolutely.
It's like, yeah, someone mentioned X-Men, and we were like, ah!
Not X-Men, no!
We wanted to like it, and we couldn't like it, and yeah. It's just like, it's shit. And, yeah, we mentioned it was out on DVD, so we said we're going to do an audio commentary, which is now.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
I hope that someone finds that interesting, or is even remotely interested in wanting to listen to our little shitty talk that we have,
or entertaining. You know, we could be very entertaining because we both hate this film. Well, yeah. Not hate it, but
exactly. You know, yeah. And we, you know, we also can't edit.
Oh, we could try.
No. Well, the movie's gonna run, so we can't edit it.
Yeah, true.
So basically, we're gonna say like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you press play on your DVD if you wanna watch. Synchronize with us or our talk.
All right,
so do we have to say anything else, or can we just start?
I think we can just start.
Okay, we got the sweets, we got the drinks, we got the movie.
Got the chocolate.
Sweet ass.
All right. Let's start.
Okay. All right, so this is your countdown. This is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Press play now.
Press play now, awesome.
If it's starting.
It's starting, oh my god.
20th Century Fox logo. Oh.
Man, hopefully this is gonna be good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we just watched the deleted scenes before we watched the movie.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting, the stuff that got cut out, like most of the stuff we would have cut out as well. But we didn't miss it at all.
Yeah, but the Phoenix stuff was better.
But there were two Dark Phoenix scenes in there where we were like, why did you cut it out? It makes so much more, well, not a lot more sense.
It just made more sense.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm. Ooh, snake.
Don't tell them what we're eating.
Ooh, letterbox.
1769. Grey!
69.
They're old. Nice car, though.
Mm. Shiny.
Very shiny. Nice reflection of the damn house. Going like, look, it's white picket fence. And Charles Xavier is actually walking. Because it's 20 years ago.
Hey, it's that guy with the hat. Oh, Ian McKellen.
He has a really nice trench coat.
Yeah.
I like it that they're showing them as friends, because it's always referenced.
Yeah.
And no one ever sees them like that. And they look so much younger.
It's called Photoshop.
I know. I just thought I'd comment on it.
It's called makeup.
Xander's school. Oh, you get sour snakes.
Sour snakes. What about her? Hey, that guy on the left looks like, you know. Oh, no, he doesn't.
Well, him? Well, who?
Huh? What? No, I was just going to say he looks like a very young Batman from the television series, but no.
Adam West?
Adam West, yeah.
Oh, wow. We got to see his belly because he was, like, a bit a fatty. He had a big belly in the television show.
Hi, I am a psycho kid. I can read your mind.
Are we supposed to know it? Yes, we're supposed to know.
It's very rude, you know, to read my thoughts or Mr. Lencher's without our permission.
What the hell are you
doing? Mr. Lencher's?
Is it Lencher's?
It's Lenz hair. It's a German origin, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Really? Sounds like dentures.
Yeah, Lencher's. No, it's Lenz hair.
Lencher's dentures.
And the funny thing is that
strings
Magneto, he looks so much more gentleman-like or something.
Mm.
Much more of a suit. Oh, I like it. Oh, Stanley. Hey, Stan. Your cameo. Awesome. I like this one.
You have more power than you can imagine, Jean. Question is, they look so fake.
Yeah. I didn't actually catch up on that when we were watching it at the movies, but they really look so much younger.
They look really fake.
Totally rejuvenated. Oh, 10 years ago. That means it's like 10 years in the future from what we've just seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I would assume so.
Hey, since you're not good at math, you know, like,
shut
five
up.
Out
shut
of...
Up. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up,
okay.
Hey,
five out of...
He's a cutter at an early age. Get him while they're young, I say.
You've been in there for over an hour.
What?
I can't take this scene.
Open the door. Warren.
1 second! You know, like, this kid should be in horrible, horrible
open
pain.
Open this door. Warren.
Well, you'd cut your wings off if you had a father like that.
I don't know. The poor kid. Wow.
Yep.
So it's like hinted at that he actually has wings.
Yeah.
I mean, white feathers. You know, of all the colors that feathers can have, it's gonna be white feathers, like an angel.
Why couldn't he be black feathers? Come on. Well, that's why he's nicknamed Angel.
Why couldn't he be what?
Have black feathers.
It's just because you like the whole black thing and that he might be a devil.
Well, you know, his original character have white feathers because he is Angel. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. We're having audio issues.
Ah.
Is that better for you?
I don't know. It's just... I think you're mumbling.
Oh, okay.
I can hardly understand you.
I'm sorry.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool title intro.
Yeah. Maybe
hey,
I'm just
I was so
over.
Excited when I saw this. I was like,
yeah. Oh my god, this is so cool. The not too distant future.
I'm like, finally.
Oh yeah, right. The Sentinels are coming up and shit.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, this movie's gonna rock.
Yeah, just look at all the action and shit.
I'm like, oh, look at them all. They're all going nuts and
why
stuff.
Am I saying shit a lot?
I
oh, it's
know.
A shit movie. I like it that he got knocked in the head by that fucking little rock. And it just bounces off going clong. And Wolverine gets it and goes like, oh man, not another one.
Sit there. Let's go.
He's just so pissed with it. Man. I always get hit in the head with rocks.
He's just so casual about it.
Wolverine?
Yeah.
It's like, man, it happens to me a lot. Like, every 5 seconds.
Jealousy will drive you mad!
Yeah, because that's the chick from Hard Candy.
She'll castrate you if you don't go out with her.
I just love it, Wolverine. There's enough time to light my freaking cigarette. Cigar. Damn it! That was my last cigar! Now he's pissed.
Hey, Tin Man. Come here.
Tin Man! Oh, apparently that's a maneuver out of the comics. The fur ball throw
or
something.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
I don't know what it's called, but I do remember reading it once. That's so cool.
And then you just see the head
of
the Sentinel.
I was like, so awesome! This is going to be such a cool movie, and then it bloody turned out to be a simulation.
Hey, don't spoil it for someone who's watching it for the first time without
a
commentary.
I don't care.
Even though you've got to be a sicko to watch it first time without a commentary. And then it was just a fucking danger room.
Bloody danger room, bloody freaking room.
Hey, can you put the subtitles on?
Okay.
Sweet ass.
I'm now putting the subtitles on.
Yeah, well, I'm not a native English speaker.
Okay.
Just don't kill the movie. Awesome. You know, I've always wondered who is cleaning up that whole complex shit. The floors are shiny, the walls are shiny, the ceiling is shiny, it's so shiny that everything bounces off each other and makes it even more shiny. Who the fuck is cleaning it?
The same guy who buffs Xavier's head.
Who what does his what?
Buffs the same guy who buffs Xavier's head.
Oh, he goes like
yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Ah, who makes it nice and shiny? Who polishes it? Can't you say polish?
Oh, whatever. Buff.
Buff.
Polish. Jean whispering, Scott. Oh my God.
You okay?
Yeah.
Man, you know, if I were rogue, I'd be pissed off a lot, too. It's like, I can't touch nothing.
Ooh.
See, that's why he should go and date the chick that was in hard candy. Because she's just gonna, like...
fall through him?
Surgery off his balls.
And fall through him?
That too.
See, he falls for the weirdest chicks. First girl can't touch him. Second girl would probably fall through him.
Yeah, and he'd go like, man... it's like I'm invisible. I don't know. I like James Marsden. As Cyclops.
Yeah, but like... I'm so disappointed about how he was treated in this.
Yeah, definitely. Department of Mutant Affairs, I love it. And then you see Beast wearing that super suit.
I think they did well with Kelsey Grammer as...
Kelsey Grammer, it's like, I wouldn't... Why are his glasses not falling off and he's hanging from the ceiling?
Because he's clever.
Because he's the Beast. I can't really tell that it's Kelsey Grammer at all. It's really fantastic.
The only way you could tell is by the voice.
Yeah, that's true.
And the eyes are very
Kelsey. But then I've never seen the Frasier series in English.
Oh, okay.
So I don't associate it with them. I just think it's really interesting by this little small detail how far the world has evolved when it comes to mutants.
Mm.
They're trying to make it work.
But yeah.
Mystique! Man, Rebecca Romijn, Rebecca Romijn. She's hot. We were talking about crushes earlier. She's one of mine. Ever since I've seen her in Femme Fatale. I was like, I'm sold. She's mine. I want her to be mine. She's married. Damn it. Well, no, not anymore, apparently.
No. Well, ever since I saw her in X-Men 1, I was like, wow, she's hot.
Yeah. She was my favorite character in the first movie. You pathetic meat sack.
Meat sack. Hey, it's that guy from The Silence of the Lambs.
Is it?
Yeah. I love when she does that.
Yeah, changing into people she's had contact with. It is the creepy guy from The Institution.
Uh-huh.
Man. See, when we were watching it at the movies, I was like,
I know him.
I know this guy. But he was creepy. Him. He looks like the... Ow! I like it when people are hitting themselves. And she's so agile. It's so cool. I wonder how much Rebecca Romijn did herself.
Yeah, I don't know.
And how much is CGI. How much is the stunt double and shit.
It'd be interesting to find
out. It's just like a 10-hour makeup process. Every freaking day that she was doing it.
Mm.
And when they showed how they do it.
Mm.
I mean, there are some very delicate places where they have to put things.
Yeah. You'd have to like...
You know?
So comfortable with your body.
Well, yeah.
And just be comfortable with the people who were doing the makeup.
Yeah, exactly. Was it all women? Or was there just one guy who goes like, yeah, I'm going to apply this thing between your legs.
Going, hey.
Hey, you don't have to pay me for my job. No, I think they were
I
all
got
girls.
To paint Rebecca's crotch. I got to paint her boob.
See, I wouldn't have a problem if people had to put stuff on me, like on my upper body. Mm. But lower body, I'd go like, no, off limits.
Yeah, don't you dare touch that place.
Exactly. No one.
Pass off. Show me how to do it and I'll do it myself.
Yeah, exactly. And so this, oh no.
No.
Charles Xavier.
Now, I want that power. I would love to have that power. Oh, I'm just going to think.
Yeah, you just move your finger over a page and it writes for you.
Oh, look at that. Would make writing theses so much
easier. I like
that.
Well, Einstein wasn't a mutant, as far as we know. Would explain a lot, though. He had this weird haircut.
Hey, it's Harry Potter.
I like the Harry Potter kid who can change channels. Don't give it away.
She's cool.
She's hot.
Mm.
You just see her briefly there. And it has such a major part in later on.
You're like, hey.
Okay, maybe she's not as hot on close-up.
No.
I take that, but I'm sorry about that, if the woman listens to it, but she probably won't anyway.
I'm reading your thoughts, Kitty Pryde. You're saying you're going to castrate me. Oh, no.
You watch Hard Candy way too many times.
Nah, my mom was watching it today.
Yeah, did she like it or not?
I don't think she did.
No. I think your mom doesn't like bizarre movies.
No, I know.
That's probably why she has a problem with your movie. It's slightly bizarre.
Just a bit.
I like Storm's hair.
Now, Halle Berry is good looking in this film.
True. I didn't like her in the first two that much. I mean, I didn't hate her.
But it was only because she chucked a big wobbly.
A wobbly?
She
got fat.
No.
A wobbly. I'm gonna wobble through here.
She chucked a big stink because she didn't get enough screen time in the first two. But no, she definitely looks good in this film. Mm.
Well, that's just a problem if you're doing a movie that basically is an ensemble piece. It's like Lord of the Rings. If anyone would have gone like, well, I want more screen time, it just would have ruined the whole thing.
If anything, Jean Grey and Scott should have gotten more screen time.
Definitely.
But, yeah.
I mean, what they're doing to Scott is just absolutely ridiculous. And the funny thing is that I was actually not thinking about it until they came up here. But in the deleted scenes, there's nothing of it in there.
No.
They never even shot his death scene. No. He just
disappears.
He just dies, and well, you assume he dies, and then he's not there anymore. And people go like, we couldn't find him. It's just
Hank. What a name, Aurora.
Aurora. It sounds like you. Aurora. I can't talk. It really sounds like you have a problem with your vocal cords. You know, I can't form words. No, it's my name. Oh, gotcha.
Oreo? Oreo.
That's cookies!
Oh my god.
Oreo cookies, what?
Nothing.
What happened? What are you looking at? Don't look at the levels.
No, it just froze for a second, so I was freaking out.
What froze?
Computer, it's all good. Let's watch this.
What froze? Don't touch me.
Okay.
In indecent places.
What?
Suppress the mutant X gene.
Permanently.
You know, how can you suppress any gene permanently? Well, that's ridiculous. Exactly, that's fucking ridiculous. It just doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, well, it's like changing who you are. If you're born the way...
I mean, even if it were working, it's like, they can't say after like 10 years that something is working permanently. What's 10 years someone's life? I mean, yes, it's a lot.
But then, you know, they said that about Prozac.
Yeah, we can start on the whole drugs. It's just...
Give me drugs, lots of drugs.
See, that was one of the big problems I had with this movie. That they were like, the cure is working on every single mutant, and it's working permanently, and it's working instantly.
Yeah.
And that is just something that I find highly unrealistic and totally ridiculous.
Well, that's why you see... later on that it starts to wear off on a few mutants.
Yeah, thank God. But that's just at the very end. The whole movie, they were building this shit up. And I go, like, it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
And at the very end, they might have this little...
But you can't cure everything. That's...
Exactly.
Genetics is genetics. You're born the way you are. If you try to change it, you're only going to cause other problems.
Yeah, but I can understand that some mutants would go for it.
Well, yeah,
you know, someone
definitely.
Like Rogue.
Definitely. If you have the opportunity to change yourself from a minority to someone who fits in with society, if you're going, you know, a lot of people would take that up.
Yeah, definitely.
They don't want to be isolated and ostracized because of who they are. That's just the way things are.
Yeah, it's just...
But it shouldn't be that way. You
exactly. That's just like what Mystique says, like in the first and I think the second one. When Nightcrawler says something about, wow, you can look like anyone. Why don't you do that all the time? And she goes like, well, because I shouldn't have to.
Yeah, that's right.
She's such a, even though she's portrayed as a villain, but she's such an idealist. Mm. And she's right.
Mm.
That's one of my favorite scenes in the second one. She's really good.
Mm.
But yeah, I can understand that mutants that look normal, that just have weird hair. Or weird powers is okay.
I like that chick's hair, man.
Yeah, the hair is cool.
The purple hair rocks.
Yes, she's one of the three I'm gonna kick your ass chicks, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, kick your ass, mother. Wasn't she the one that we thought was really hot?
I don't remember. Because then there were like all these random chicks who were like, oh, she's hot. Oh, not bad. Oh, not bad. And then it was like, oh, Femke Jensen. Awesome. I'm sold. So all the other chicks were like, phew, gone.
Into the background.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, who needs those other chicks when we have Famke Janssen?
Oh, yeah.
No, but what I was saying is, like, if you're a mutant like Mystique, and, like, aside from her powers, but she looks so alien, I can understand why you would want to be cured and why you would take any single chance you get to do it. Same with Rogue, who can't... Like, she looks normal, but she can't touch anyone? That's just not life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those guys, they look really bizarre and weird, but they're still normal.
Yeah.
And someone like Pyro, who just has this power that doesn't change him, really, that doesn't make him look any different.
Yeah.
I think it's much easier doing that. I like that little tidbit where he shows the branding from the Second World War.
Yeah, it's a nice parallel.
So you're not forgetting what happened to him?
And the parallels between...
Yeah, definitely.
But one thing I didn't really like about this film is that the first two films, there was a lot of parallels to real life, you know, made. In this one, it wasn't as strong. The message wasn't as strong.
What do you mean?
Well, the whole parallels between, you know, being a minority and mutants being as a minority. You know, like, you could translate mutants as being gays. Or you could
translate
mutants as being, you know, of different races.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I mean, that was always the whole appeal of the whole X-Men series.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because everyone sooner or later finds himself being a minority.
I just didn't find it... The message is, like, that kind of context as strong in this film as it was in the first two. I don't know, maybe that was just me.
Yeah.
It wasn't as strong, but I do like the whole, you know, we have a cure for who you are thing that went on.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely right. On the one hand, I think it really shows what a huge disadvantage mutants are and what a minority they are. But on the other hand, somehow the whole world, the society, seem to have evolved into accepting humans. So it's not as bad as it seemed in the first two, where basically every mutant was hunted down and all of that stuff. So they seem to be more accepting and were trying to help them.
Yeah, yeah.
More than just try to like put them in concentration camps or get rid of them.
We'll try and help you. We'll give you a drug that we haven't really tested that much, and we'll try and cure you of your disease.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of like Babylon 5, where they have these three choices for people that are telepaths. You can either join the Psycor, you can take this drug that will basically turn you into a vegetable, or you can go into a concentration camp for the rest of your life.
Well, it kind of reminds me of I remember a few years ago I was reading a report about how they discovered a gene, a specific gene in homosexuals that was different from heterosexuals.
You're shitting me.
No.
So you can just blame your genes?
You can blame your genes if you're gay, which I think is ridiculous. But anyway, apparently that's the way it goes. But
who found that?
I don't know, some scientists.
I'm not so sure about that.
And then they were like, if it's a genetic thing.
That also means it's hereditary, isn't it? Genes are hereditary.
Yeah, you know, if it's a genetic thing, maybe we can cure it. I remember reading that once somewhere. I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, didn't they try to cure them through a lobotomy earlier? It's like, okay, that's not working. We could cure you by killing you.
We'll cure you with the power of Jesus.
Do you always have to start that?
Alright, we won't go into that.
Ah! I like Beast. I always like this weird juxtaposition of him looking like such an animal. So basic, low life, whatever. But he was the most intelligent and brightest and well-read person on the planet, basically.
Mm.
He was a genius. I like the juxtaposition of that.
Yeah.
It was very, really cool.
Very clever.
Ah, the damn. Damn, damn. The damn, damn.
Damn. Gene Whispering Scott.
And that actually makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's a damn, damn.
Damn.
Damn it.
Rocks.
Okay, now I'm totally confused.
Okay, now.
Jump. Scott.
like that. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I just blast the water and then I feel better.
Oh, hey.
Look what you did. It's like Godzilla. When Godzilla is is swimming towards that docking thing and the old man is fishing and goes like, what the hell? I love that it was in the trailer. It was great. The movie was so shit. But that one scene, I loved it. Oh, Jimmy. She's too much for you. Come over to me. And then you can take off your stupid glasses and I can look into your beautiful eyes. He has such cute eyes and they make him Cyclops.
Hey, at least it's not Jesus with a water bottle.
Ah! No, it's fucking Famke Janssen in a tight black leather suit with freaking long dark red hair looking super hot.
Yeah, you just want to do that zipper.
Okay. I know you just had a shower, but do you still, like, do you need another one?
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Totally.
She's like, what, 40? You're 21.
Shut up. I can dream, can't I?
Sure. I dream of things.
You do?
Yeah. Cool. Sometimes.
You'll have to tell me later.
Nope.
Damn. I tried.
Open them. Yeah, open your eyes. Come on, Cyclops. Open your eyes.
That's so cool.
That is really well done.
Oh.
And now she took your power. And he gets to kiss her for that. It's really funny that they made her face look so much harsher than in the first two. You can immediately tell that she is changed to the worse.
Mm.
What happened? No clue! Let's run into the office! Get to Alcala Lake. That's probably not easy to say. Get to Alcala Lake. Alcala Lake.
Alkali.
Alkali Lake. Get to Alcala Lake. He said Alkali.
Alkali.
He said Alkali Lake. And you said Alkali. But you say weird things anyway.
I am weird.
Yeah. You say research. Other people say research.
Research.
Research. Research!
Alright. Can we stop picking on me now?
Advertisement. Advertisement.
Whatever.
It's just funny. Man, Vancouver and fog.
Ooh. Floating rocks.
Bizarre. Man, it's like watching Stargate with Wolverine in it.
Floating leaves. Floating water.
Water drops.
Very cool.
Very cool. I want one of those black uniforms. I'm so glad that they didn't put them in spandex and shit.
I hate that line. I can take care of that. But why didn't you just take care of it before without even saying anything?
Yeah, it's like, oh man, it's foggy.
That's so cool.
See? If they would have just walked, they would have walked into the water.
Ooh.
I hate it that he just says, what the? And that goes like, what the fuck?
It's clobbering time. No, wrong me.
No, that was Fantastic Four. Oh, I love Fantastic Four. Even though I'm not really a huge comic book movie fan, but that was a cool one too. It's clobbering time.
Jessica Rowell.
And Michael Chiklis is, oh, he's just so cute. Well, not in a hot, cute way, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I watched The Shield, so he's in The Shield. And it had Jessica Alba in it. And she lost her underwear. Which is cool. I like it when she comes out of that and she goes like, and covers her tits in her other intimates.
All I can say is a shame she was invisible.
You're so gay.
Shut up.
But you know, we shouldn't forget Chris Evans talking about Fantastic Four. He's hot. I mean, not just that he's the flamer, but he's hot.
Oh, you didn't like him in another teen movie with black hair.
I didn't like him in another teen movie, but he's changed a bit. He looks much more mature. Even though he's playing a nutcase in there, but... Come on, that scene where he's melting the snow and is naked in the hot pool in the middle of the snow.
That was funny.
Awesome, and then he's just walking around with a jacket around his waist and nothing else. So yeah, I like that. Because I'm keeping her that way. I'm trying to restore the psychic blocks and caves the beast again. You know, I'm not surprised that the Phoenix is a bit pissed off at Charles.
Yeah.
It's like you kept me trapped for like what, 20 years?
Yeah. Bird in a cage will eventually find its way out.
Yeah. So I might not have been nice when we started, but now I'm really pissed off.
I had a bird once that we caged, and when it got out of the cage, it flew into the fence and headbutted the fence 9 times, and flew over the fence and came back and headbutted the fence another 9 times. I think it was pissed.
And then flew back into the cage.
And then
what?
And then and then it flew off into electrical wires
and burned itself. And then
it went
roasted chicken.
And went poof.
It went poof.
It went poof.
And then went
poof. No cure. No to the cure. No. I'd be in that lobby. No to the cure. You shouldn't have to cure who you are.
Well, every mutant should make his or her own choice. It's not like... Are they saying that everyone has to get it?
No.
They're just offering it.
I don't know.
That's how I understood it. Because if they... were administering it to everyone, even against their will, they would have to find out, like, screen the whole population as to who is a mutant and who isn't.
Yeah.
I think it was voluntary.
But if it was evolution, then you can't stop evolution.
You know, the funny thing is that I actually at first thought that the cure was a hoax, that the government was just saying that to get the mutants to come out of their holes to try and get the cure, and that way they would know who the mutants are, and then kill them, put them away or something.
Well, see, when I originally was expecting with this movie was that it was going to be about the virus.
The cure.
No, instead of the cure. It wasn't going to be about the cure, but it was going to be about the virus.
What virus?
The mutant virus.
That
was in the comics.
I don't remember that.
Who was it?
Well, I just knew it was supposed to be about Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. Which, you know...
I hate the whole Angel storyline.
It was so pointless. It had nothing...
Yeah, I mean, you see him as a little boy in the beginning, cutting off his wings. Which is a nice introduction. It's a really good introduction to his character. And now you see him with those fake angel wings. Yeah, piss off, Dad. That's just such a weird sign.
It looks so fake.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
Birdie! And then all of a sudden you see this big gun going...
I was actually just thinking that.
And the birdie falls.
Oh, Magneto, man. He's such a badass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... What kind of power would you want to have? I actually couldn't say I want this or that power. There are so many cool ones. Like being able to control metal. I mean, come on.
Be out of control so much.
Yeah, because what isn't out of metal? She's gonna kill you. She's gonna choke you. Should have played Mortal Kombat. They always come out of there. See? Now you're dead.
Could have been worse ways to die.
True.
How did you die, mate? Well, this really hot blue chick decided to crack my neck. Which is very hard to do, by the way, sir.
You really have a thing for her.
I've been busy. You find what you were looking for.
Source of the cure is a mutant. A child at Worthington Labs. Without him, they have nothing.
Yes.
Cell 41205. James Madrix.
I really like the character of Pyro. He feels so much more at home now. Being a bit of a bad guy.
That's so funny coming from him.
What do you mean?
A guy who can split himself and multiply himself, and he goes, I could use a man of your talents.
Oh, because Ian McKellen is saying that. Oh my god. That took me a while to catch on to this. What the hell is this? Registration pending?
Oh, shut up. We're watching this on my computer, so we can...
Hey, turn up the volume while you're at it.
Oh, yes.
Just a little, thank you. Registration pending, huh?
I hate...
Nice helmet, keeps my face pretty.
Not fair. Not fair. Completely and totally not fair.
Yeah. Why are they, like... Why are they doing that to Mystique, like, half an hour into the film? Mystique loses her power, and why is Rebecca Romijn Stamos falling to the floor covering everything?
Damn it!
It's like, damn it! It's still a nice shot. Why the fuck does she have dark hair?
She looks hot with black hair.
She always looks hot.
Looks like Charlize Theron out of Aeon Flux.
Oh, nice one too.
That's
See?
So slack.
I don't get that. You're not one of us anymore.
I
just don't see that. They've been working together for decades.
She saved his life.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
It just makes him a really ruthless person. Someone who doesn't give a shit. I just never saw him like that.
No.
As soon as you lose your freaking power, you're of no interest to him anymore. Yeah. I mean, I can understand that he's like, we're all mutants, and every normal human being is just inferior to us.
Mm.
But still, they have like a history of decades.
Mm.
And that he, with his intellect and stuff, is just buying into the cure being permanent and stuff?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
I was very disappointed in that little scene. And also, how can you get rid of Mystique? She's such a cool character.
I know.
And she's gone for the rest of the film, basically.
I know. It's such a disappointment.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get rid of characters, don't go get rid of hers.
Yeah.
She's such a good character.
They ruined a lot of characters in this film.
Definitely. This is probably... I mean, I don't mind it if characters are dying and shit. Because it might actually add to... the whole drama of it, that none of the characters are safe. Because usually principal characters are always safe. But what they were doing in this one is like, we gotta kill a couple of people to make it a bit dramatic.
Mm.
And then we're just gonna fuck up the whole franchise.
Mm.
It's funny, now you can actually see that it's Jean Grey again, not the Phoenix. Her features are so much softer.
Mm.
She looks... Oh my gosh, she looks really hot now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that why you're drooling?
I'm not drooling.
Now you're drooling.
I'm not drooling!
She has such beautiful eyes. And the hair color really flatters her. This dark, richly saturated
red
is wow. And her not wearing much is wow, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, catch the scene there going like, yeah. Nod. Smile. Yeah.
Oh, come on. You can't tell me she's not hot.
Hey, I'm just saying 5 million times that she's hot. She just reminds me of GoldenEye. She was playing Zinnia on a top. On a top?
On a top. She's on the bottom at the moment. Yeah, well, scratching is a turn on.
Apparently. But she's scratching pretty heavy.
There we go. Yeah, her whole face, her whole colour changes. That's so cool.
Yeah, let's get rid of your belt.
And I'm horny as hell.
Why was she trying to get him?
Huh?
What? Why was she trying to jump into bed with him? Why would Phoenix do that?
Because she's horny. She's a sexually...
Oh, that she's being. Highly emotional. Lust and all anger. See, lust is bad for you. That's why I'm not a bad person. I'm not driven by my lust. I'm totally cool. I never get angry. I'm a well-balanced person. Totally unemotional robot.
Right.
Yeah, right. What am I talking about?
Who are you trying to convince?
Yeah, I'm trying to go like, come on, Mel, you should be like that. Come on. Just repeat after me.
It's Scott's glasses.
No, no. I remember what I did. Yeah, look at him. Concentrate. I like that scene. The hurt of killing the man that she loved.
Yeah. You can just see it in her eyes.
Yeah.
Even though she can't control. Oh, that's so cool.
She's so awesome. She's such a good actress. And they hardly use her in the movie. It's such a big mistake. Yeah. What a waste.
They should have just made the movie about Phoenix.
Yeah, definitely. There would have been more than enough.
Because the Dark Phoenix trilogy series is just fucking fantastic.
Just imagine how cool the movie could have been.
They wanted to incorporate all this other stuff. Which is fine, but Phoenix more important.
Mm. Well, that's what a lot of people were saying, that they have the Dark Phoenix storyline and they have the Cure storyline.
And they have the Angel storyline.
Yeah, and then just basically we're doing two movies and they had to fit it into one.
Mm.
But, I don't know, we've seen the deleted scenes and I'm quite disappointed with them.
We might not have seen all of them, because I'm pretty sure that wasn't all of them.
Really?
I think she killed Scott. Oh no. She wouldn't do that.
I warned you, it's all your fault. He's just giving away the guilt. It's like, no, Charles, it's actually your fault, no matter what.
See, he's not, in this film, he's not as calm and collected as he was in the first two.
What do you mean?
Well, he's not as...
Oh, Charles.
Yeah, Charles. Oh. He seems a bit...
out of it. Out like, of he's it. Losing control.
Which is fine, but he's not as nearly as confident as he was in the first
one. You know, if it were like a Star Wars movie, you could go like, well, Charles is a light force user, and Dark Phoenix is such a dark force anomaly that he can't draw on the light side of the force. Mm. Yes, I'm a geek. But maybe that also works on the whole telepathy thing. I don't know. I hate the Juggernaut. He looks... Well, they just made him muscly and hairy, but Juggernaut is supposed to be this huge guy.
Well, see, I almost expected them to get Michael Clark Duncan to play.
Yeah, someone like this. Because he didn't really need to bulk up a lot. Michael Clark Duncan's just huge. He's a big guy.
Mm.
He bulked up when he played the Kingpin in Daredevil. But he was a very... I mean, he's always very impressive, but he was very impressive.
And it doesn't matter that, you know, Michael Clark Duncan is African-American, because the Kingpin was an African-American.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Magneto...
Yeah, but a lot of people actually complained about that fact in Daredevil, that they made the Kingpin African-American.
Oh, who cares?
But I actually... Well...
He was good as the Kingpin.
Yeah, I loved him. I never really gave much of a... Like, I never read the comics of Daredevil and stuff, so I didn't know. And I thought that he was a great Kingpin.
This is cool, this scene.
It's all about control. That's really funny. Magneto just says all this stuff because he wants to get her on his side.
Yeah.
But he wants to control her just as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the fight for Anakin Skywalker.
You have to draw Star Wars parallels.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I started that.
She's so cool.
Yeah, Charles, listen to her. Man, Magneto is such an evil bastard.
Kids, this is what happens if you don't let your emotions out. If you keep them caged inside you, eventually they'll pop.
You're talking out of experience.
Yes. And you'll end up being Jean. Now, we had many debates whether that chick was a guy or a girl.
I thought it's a guy.
No, it's a girl.
Oh my god. I thought that at the movies as well, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's a guy. Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl.
Is it a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl.
How do you know?
We checked it on IMDb and I remember her.
Oh no, I think there's a shot in the movie where you see her tits.
Yeah.
And we're like, you're shitting me, it's a girl!
Like, holy fuck.
We're like, no! Shit, that's a guy!
Couldn't tell.
That's the spiky guy. Oh, it's a girl, damn it. Yeah, come on, bash Storm Skullin. Head in. Whatever.
The water going upwards was more... So awesome. This whole scene, just so cool.
I like the way, like, his face.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing a skydive. It goes like... Rawr, 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 rawr. And she's scaring the shit out of me.
Nah. Still hot.
Whatever. Yeah, that's a chick.
Hey, there's a chick, too. Oh, no, sorry, it's
It's Juggernaut. Juggernaut. But he has tits.
Fly! Be free, Xavier! Be free!
Well, you saw him walking, you saw him in a wheelchair, now you see him fly and you see him die. And that rhymes, so awesome.
Flying and dying.
Oh. I like the whole house flying.
Like Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I was reminded of that. And the neighbors, they don't even stand in the street and go, what the fuck?
Hmm?
No one is getting outside.
That's those neighbors, they're moving again.
I like what they did to her face, the skin and stuff. She really looks like an alien.
This scene. The only thing that I was disappointed in with Phoenix was there was no Phoenix fire.
That's true. Don't let it control you.
It's so cool.
I hated the way they killed Charles Xavier.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, what the fuck?
So easy. I mean, yes, the Phoenix is powerful, but come on.
Like, you can't kill Charles Xavier.
Charles Xavier is like one of the strongest telepaths on the freaking planet. If not the strongest. And she just kills him like this.
Yeah.
And Magneto's really insane. He's just seen what she can do. Mm. And he still takes her with him.
Oh, he's still out for personal gain, that one.
Yeah, but it's just... It's really bizarre. It's like people dropping the atomic bomb and going like, awesome, I'll get myself one.
Mm.
Yeah, first Scott dies and no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Like, everyone goes, okay, there's Scott and Jean, and we found Jean, so we're not looking for Scott anymore.
Yeah.
Because who bothers? Who gives a shit?
Who
and later on, you just go like, ah, yeah, well, you killed Scott, by the way, just so you know. And the viewer, just so you know, we didn't look for him because we didn't bother. We didn't like him anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't give a shit that Cyclops, the leader, and a very pivotal character, has died. Who cares about Scott? That's like, yeah, okay. I know a lot of people don't like Cyclops, but Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, they're still a huge family. You have your problems with them, like you have with brothers and sisters and parents and whatever. But still, if someone goes missing, you usually go look for them.
Mm.
And especially if it's like that person might be dead.
Mm. You want to find the body.
Yeah, exactly. You won't rest until you have a body. Unless you find out that, like, Jean Grey did something to him and he's disintegrated or something.
He probably was disintegrated.
Yeah.
Probably why there wasn't a body.
But it's just really bizarre. They go to the lake, they're looking for Scott, because they're not expected to find Jean Grey. And then they find Jean Grey and then they go like, oh, fuck Scott, we found something better.
Mm.
And then they return. And if I was Scott and he was, like, lying in the woods somewhere, dying, and he goes like, hey, I'm here, and no one hears him because they go like, hey, I found Jean Grey!
But like,
and Scott goes, I'm here!
They didn't even do a tribute to him.
Yeah, they just combined everything. So that was just bizarre.
Mm.
That was one of the biggest mistakes they've done.
Mm.
And then if they needed to get rid of so many characters because there are too many characters, why are they introducing another character with Kitty Pryde?
Mm.
I mean, I like her character, don't get me wrong. The whole triangle with Barbie, Kitty Pryde, and Rogue. But it's just stupid.
It's just another storyline that they didn't really need.
Yeah. So that takes up so much screen time. And he didn't have enough time in the film to fit everything in anyway.
No.
I would have just fucking cut that.
I would have cut these guys' scenes. And I would have cut Angel.
Angel? Totally. I mean, he's just in the movie because someone put him in the trailer.
Yeah, and because someone goes, oh, Angel.
Yeah.
I like Angel.
He's not important at all.
No.
I mean, the only reason why he's there, maybe, is because his dad, he's like the owner of the company that produces the cure.
He's the advocate for the cure.
So, yeah, basically what made him go after a cure is because his own son was a mutant and he wanted to cure him. But other than that, the Angel character has nothing.
No.
And that's not enough to sustain a character in a movie like that with such a huge ensemble.
Mm.
And it's just bullshit. The only thing you see is him as a kid, then when he's supposed to take the cure but doesn't.
Mm.
And then later on he delivers some news to the mutants or something.
Mm.
And at the very end I think he flies over the Golden Gate Bridge shortly before Magneto throws it across the pond. So, absolutely no need for the Angel character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole jealousy storyline with Rogue anyway.
No.
It was so unnecessary.
It was just like, oh, let's add some teenage angst into this film.
Oh, we have a huge teenage audience. We have to give them something. No. But it's just stupid. Where are you going? Do you think Anna Paquin was also bitching about, I want more stuff to do?
No. In terms of the X-Men series, Rogue was one of my biggest disappointments.
Definitely. I loved her in the comic series. She was best friends with Storm and Jean Grey and stuff.
Yeah, and she was like here, all kicking of a sudden, ass. And
yeah, and here she's like a teenage kid.
I just didn't like that.
Yeah. They probably did that because they wanted to have, like, to let the teenagers have something as well.
Mm.
But, I don't know. Yeah, very disappointing. Marie. Yeah, it's just, you know, Ratner said something like he has too much stuff to put into the film. I would have just fucking cut that shit.
Like, I know Rogue was very important in the first two films, but make her important, but make her important in regards to the other two storylines.
Yeah,
going
she
on.
Doesn't need to get her own fucking storyline.
Yeah, make her part of the whole story.
Hey, the forests around Vancouver, awesome. I can see Colonel O'Neill.
Hey, it's like, you know.
She has such a cool coat.
Oh, God.
She looks really cool. She has such a great costume, this movie. The hair, wow. Mm.
It's like Camp Out for Mutants.
It's what?
Camp Out for Mutants. Such a nice contrast there between Jean Grey and Magneto.
Yeah, and I like the green in the background.
Yeah.
It's so colorful, and yet you go, whoa! Oh, all of a sudden it's a gun.
Yeah. It
interesting.
Was a
yeah, in the deleted scenes, the gun was a cup. And she twisted it into an energetic ball, into an energy ball or something.
This time she just dismantles it and gets the cure and goes.
Yeah, that's not nearly as impressive as what she's done.
Yeah, deleted scenes.
In the deleted
people.
Scenes.
Deleted scenes. Watch this scene in deleted.
Because this is just telekinetic power, what she just showed.
Yeah, what she did in the deleted scenes was.
Yeah,
just
she
phenomenal.
Basically rearranged
the
matter
yeah.
on an atomic level.
Yeah.
And then put some energy in there that basically fucked up every human in the camp until he made her stop.
Stop, Jean, stop.
Because I don't think that she's that impressive in here. But in the deleted scene, you just go, whoa, man.
You're impressive.
You got so much more than you bargained for.
Yes, yet I just...
Why does Pyro want to kill the professor anyway? I mean, yes, he didn't like him a lot, but that doesn't mean that you can, that you're going to kill him.
Because Pyro is an angsty teenager.
Yeah, but why does he want to kill him?
Because Pyro is an angsty teenager.
It doesn't make sense to me.
No.
If I wanted to kill everyone that I didn't like, man, I would have a big list.
Am I on that list?
Not yet.
Damn.
You want me to kill you? You're insane.
Yeah.
Damn, the damn damn.
Damn, that shit's whacked. I can't believe it. Oh, no.
I kind of like Bobby. See, I don't understand. How can Angel just walk in there? They have this high security system and shit. And the Angel guy just walks in there.
Because he's Angel. He can walk in.
Angel, like in Buffy. Alienating all the Buffy fans. Oh, man.
We've just grown bitter towards Buffy, just period.
What?
We've just grown bitter towards Buffy anyway.
Well, it's just, I really liked the show, and at the end, the last season just fucked it up for me. So, well, and the same thing happened for Alias, so I'm like, arr! Oh, wow, that went totally off. Let me look at the beaker. I'm sorry about that. And all I went is like, arg, arg, arg. I
That's
like the
so
Cyclops
cool.
guy. He's carrying this 5-megaton widescreen television set under one arm, going like, "Hey, dude, how you doing? I'm just carrying an apple." That's the kind of power I would want too, being super strong.
Logan. Logan, Jean, Jean.
You're still
Jean,
in L word mode,
Jean,
going. Logan,
bat,
Jean,
bat,
Jean.
Bat.
Did he even bother packing things?
Where you think? She's gone. She's not coming back. You don't know that.
Hmm. They're still good in him. Her.
I can feel it.
Obi-Wan, they're still good in him.
And then she turns around and goes, Logan, I am your sister. Mother.
Oh, close enough.
Sister, I am your first cousin.
Your first cousin's third roommate. What was it in Spaceballs?
Your first cousin's roommate or something. Yeah, I don't know what it was. Your first cousin's sister's first roommate.
Yeah, some shit like that.
We don't need a cure.
It's funny, everyone's demonstrating that goes like, we don't need a cure.
And it's funny
what are you doing there? Go home, watch television, or go to work.
It's funny because most of those people don't look like mutants.
Yeah. There's not one single weird-looking guy in there. I just don't get why they're protesting. If you don't want a cure, just don't take it and get the fuck off.
It's the very idea. They're protesting the idea.
Hmm. I like the showdown, or the whole thing between Iceman and Pyro. Because it was already there in the second one.
Fire versus ice.
Yeah. And that doesn't like give them their own storyline, because it's nicely integrated into the overall storyline. That's how they should have done it.
Mm.
I like the fact that there are mutants like Pyro that still need technical stuff for their power. Without a source of fire, he'd be fucked.
Mm.
And Iceman, he can just produce ice out of his fingers.
Mm.
Or I think he takes the water out of air or something.
Water out of the air.
Yeah.
Join us or stay out of our way. You can join us. If you're not with us, then you're against us.
Exactly. If you're not with me, then you're against me. Yeah, isn't that like what Anakin Skywalker said to Obi-Wan Kenobi before they battled?
Yeah.
And there's another Star Wars reference. If you're not with me, then you're my enemy!
Yeah, it's also what George Bush said.
Well, yeah, but George Bush says a lot of shit.
Yeah.
The Marines! We're not leaving anyone behind! What? Get your cure cartridge. Coverage? Your cure coverage. Your healthcare cure coverage. I don't know.
Cartridge.
We're the Marines and we're here to rescue you.
Oh no. Rescue me? Why would you want to rescue me?
I don't know. I wouldn't rescue you.
Huh?
Yeah. Unless you ate sweets and I want it.
See.
What are you eating in the podcast?
Same.
Man, Vancouver is awesome. I want to go to Vancouver. I have a friend in Vancouver. Well, sort of a friend. Know someone online.
You know someone who knows somebody who
No,
knows
I know her directly, and she lives in Vancouver.
Sweet.
I always do that. And then the nose is just moving and moving and moving.
Cool.
I like the blades coming out of his hand, but it's so fucking painful. That's just so... Ow! That's just so fucking funny. That must be painful too. I wonder whether those mutants are out of the comic books or whether they made them up.
No, I think they are out of the comics.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's not knives whooshing. It's some sort of wood or something. What's he throwing at him?
I'm not sure.
God damn it. A lot of mutants where there comes shit out of their hands and they're throwing people. Ow! I don't know. I wonder what it is. I never really got a good look at it. Baseball bat, yes! It's funny, why does he have a baseball bat? Every mutant should have a power. And there will only be mutants because Magneto is not gonna have a normal person in there.
Unless it's that person doesn't have a specific strength power, physical power. That their power is something else.
Yeah, but pretty much every power can be turned into some weapon.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a mind power.
I don't know, the baseball bat's stupid, but I'm trying to justify it.
Yeah, there's a lot you have to justify in this freaking movie. Oh, he has horns out of his tummy. It really looks like horns. Mm. I love it that there's always clothing hanging around.
Mm.
Homo sapiens.
Nice little parallel there.
What? Which one? Where?
There.
To what?
Where he emphasized Homo sapiens.
Why, to what?
Don't worry.
Yeah, he's getting more and more aggressive. Well, if this cure is not gonna work, they're gonna find another cure.
Mm.
I wonder what him putting the hand on there is that telling you anything?
Don't know.
Man, I love her costume. This movie is so much more full of color than the previous two, I think.
Definitely more visual.
Man, he smells metal. He's weird. I love it that Wolverine is such a well-rounded, almost invincible character. Yeah. And yet, of course, there's one person on the planet that holds power over him.
Absolutely.
And I think that's like that with everyone.
Mm.
No matter how strong their power is, there's always one person that can deal with you.
Yeah, wherever there's a positive, there's a negative.
Yeah. And there's always someone who's better than you. Always someone faster, quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Faster or quicker, which is the same thing. Damn it. Stronger. Faster. Smarter. You know what?
What?
I'm quite bored by this movie.
Yeah, I'm bored too.
It's like, it's just... If you've seen it once, you watch it a second time. I mean, it's not just because we're talking, but it's...
It's boring.
It's just lengthy. The pacing is so off.
I just feel like falling asleep.
It's like, when we were at the movies... One of my first impressions after we were done watching it was... It was just an...
Basically, first thing you said was, that was shit.
Yeah, okay, after, man, that was a shit movie. No, I said shite, but whatever.
That was shite. That was
yeah,
so
but I think one of the other things that I said was, it felt like, basically like Gangs of New York, where you just patch scenes together that don't necessarily make sense together.
Mm.
Someone shot something, and put it together and presents it as a movie.
Mm.
That's the kind of feel this movie has. And especially when he says that he didn't have a lot of time because the studio was rushing him, and the release date was changed earlier and earlier and earlier, and seeing the movie, there's so much that I see that I would cut, that I wouldn't even shoot, especially under those time constraints.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it was very planned out well.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem in the movie is the script.
Oh, god, yeah.
Some of those things just have to go. I mean, the Bobby Jean Grey, the Bobby, what's her name, Kitty Pryde and Rogue storyline, I would have chucked that out the window.
Yeah. Well, see, like, as I said, this movie should just have been about Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
And the cure as maybe... Maybe
yeah, that was like
subplot.
The B storyline.
Yeah,
but
subplot.
Usually, never ever do you have more than three storylines.
Mm,
usually,
like
you have
four.
You have an A and a B storyline. Maybe if you're running slow, you have a C storyline.
Mm.
But that's it. But what do we have here? We have like the Dark Phoenix, we have the Cure, we have the Bobby love triangle thing.
We have the Angel story.
We have the Angel story, which is not really a story.
No.
Even though he's sort of connected to the Cure, but yet not. It's kind of weird. And then you have the whole Magneto thing going on. And then of all the kids in the school, it's those three?
Yeah, no, it's bizarre. It's only because, you know, they've been in the last two.
Yeah, and it's also they've been in the Danger Room sequence, but I wonder why they were chosen. It's not explained in the film, and it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Like, a chick that can go through matter is probably, like, comes in handy a lot.
Mm.
But in an actual battle scene? I don't think so.
It's, yeah.
That's her only power, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, does she have a defensive capability? Like, she has a force field or something? I think she can only go through matter.
I'm not sure.
So she's more of a liability in a battle zone, actually. You have to save her all the time.
I'm not sure what...
So I don't know. From a strategic point of view, I think it's just a bit ridiculous. Like, Iceman, he can... Like, he has the ice. The Colossus guy, he's very strong, and he has this metal skin that saves him. But Kitty Pryde, she can walk through doors, she can walk through everything, but she can't defend herself, really.
Yeah.
So you always have to have someone with her.
Yeah.
Which makes her more of a liability, actually.
Yeah.
Unless you totally need her ability to walk through things, like at the very end of the film.
Yeah.
But other than that, it doesn't make a lot of sense to choose her with her abilities at all.
Yeah. So it would have been cool to have, like, a new character like Gambit come in. Or
yeah, I would have liked Gambit a lot.
So there was a point to Gambit. See, I know Kitty was in... Wait, I'm thinking of something else, don't worry.
What are you thinking of?
Don't worry. I'm thinking of Jubilee.
The Golden Gapers.
See, Jubilee
was a good character, too.
Jubilee would, you know...
She was in the comic series.
She was in the television series.
Yeah. Man, I hate the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, not the bridge. I hate the sequence in the movie.
It's so stupid.
It is so bullshit. You're going like, what?
Yeah, precisely. What's going on?
Yeah, that's why we all stopped the car and are just sitting on the fucking bridge. I mean, you figured people that are living in the San Francisco area would know better how to handle an earthquake.
Mm.
Because everyone assumes it's an earthquake. It doesn't make any sense, does it? Yeah, Magneto is just walking around like this.
Strutting his stuff.
Yeah, of all the things that he could have done, he never really did strike me as someone who would do something like that. Because it's so show off, and it's more like he's kind of person that does things that are necessary, but nothing more. So there are so many ways to achieve the result of getting his band of misfits onto the damn Alcatraz Island.
Yeah, why did they have to do the whole bridge thing? It was so pointless.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, we have computer effects. Look what we can do. I've got a great idea. How about Magneto picks up an entire bridge and carries it across the water? Cool, but pointless.
And yeah, but also question. Is the Golden Gate Bridge majorly out of metal?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, you assume it is because of how he controls the airplane.
It just looks stupid.
It looks so fake and stupid. Like, I mean, the soldiers here go like, man, the Golden Gate Bridge is walking towards us. What the fuck? Coming towards us.
Ooh, and
it's just so bullshit. It's so show-off, and it's so not Magneto. Like, Magneto does the most amazing things, but only because he deems them necessary.
Yeah.
And if you just want to get, like, your band of 100 misfits over to the Alcatraz Island, there are other ways.
Oh, God, yeah. just an excuse to use special effects.
Yeah. And for a really good line. I have to say the line's really cool. Yeah. Charles always wanted to build bridges. I think that's a really good line. And then it's rather unrealistic that the bridge would fit so perfectly.
Yeah, and it's unrealistic that the bridge...
That it doesn't break. It
doesn't break because it's not being supported by anything. And it's got all that metal on top of it.
Yeah.
All the cars, all the people.
It should break in the middle. I like that little tidbit that the woman just goes like, I'm locking my car, you little crazy asshole.
You just moved an entire bridge and no car fell off.
Well, that's because he has this ultimate power of keeping everything steady.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the people in the cars, they were so good that they actually, like, they pulled the handbrakes and stuff and then got out of their cars and, like,
so
secured
calm.
It perfectly so it's not going to roll off the bridge.
They were very calm about it and they enjoyed the ride.
Yeah. I mean, come on, there must be some people that would have fallen off the bridge or something.
Oh, and all of a sudden, all the mutants can fly.
Yeah, that's bizarre, too. They leapfrog like the Toad character from the first one.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, the mutants are, like, cloned or something. Everyone has the same powers. The cannonball fodder... No, the cannonball fodder... The cannon fodder mutants? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I hate this instant reaction to the damn cure. Every person is different. For some people, it might just work half the way. For other people, it might just work, like, not at all. It might paralyze some... It might not do anything to someone else. There's always someone who's immune to shit.
Yeah, that was the one thing that bothered me as well.
What?
It was the one thing that bothered me as well. It was just so easily...
It was just so universally applicable to everything. Ah, that's when we were like, oh my god, it's a girl! this person has tits, it's a girl! Was that her? No, that's not the spiky dude.
No.
Oh, I take that back.
But that's the one that we thought was a guy.
But I thought the one we thought was a guy is a spiky dude.
No,
the spiky dude's actually a dude.
Yeah.
See? But she looks very masculine too. How many fucking bridges do they have in San Francisco?
I don't know.
Did you just see the bridge with all the light on it in the background of the plane? It looked like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Ooh.
And the light probably wouldn't work on it anymore. But maybe that's just me. It's just this movie is just so ridiculous. I mean, you don't even have to think too hard, like for Children of Men, when you think things through. Well, think things through. Holy hell. It gives you a whole different level of understanding of the film.
Well,
but here, it's just... It just basically whacks you in the head with I'm illogic and this doesn't make any sense.
That's why it's a popcorn film.
Yeah, but even popcorn movies don't have to be stupid.
True. But most are.
I mean, there are some things in there that are really good. Like some of the lines, like when Kitty Pryde and Iceman just fell through the floor and they come back up and he goes, don't you ever do that again. That's a really nice line. But overall, it's more about the cure than it is about Dark Phoenix. And it's more about Magneto's...
Vendetta
against everyone else who wants to change him. Than it is about the cure or Dark Phoenix. So that's just... I don't know. It's just... Bullshit! I totally don't get it. See, the beast stuff is so well done. It's awesome. Looks like a guy. A guy with tits. Oh, yeah. Storm's getting her skull bashed in. I like that one.
Bash her.
Not that I mind Halle Berry, but... You never know. Yeah.
Oh, I love
She's
her
like
power,
the
man.
Flash.
I love her power. That's so cool. We remember how we thought she was really hot too.
Yeah, she is hot.
We wanted to know who the hell she was. That's cool though.
What?
Being able to go through people. That'd
yeah,
be
but
so
why
weird.
Is Kitty Pryde so powerful? Doesn't make any sense either. She's just a little kid that can go through things.
Maybe she threatened Charles Xavier that she was going to castrate him if she didn't
get Yeah, going in the whole hard candy mode. Do you know that I know how to perform the surgery to cut off your balls? And he went, gulp. You're on the team, kid. There's your uniform. Gulp.
Like, sweetie, I really know you needed a science project, but really.
Yeah, right. The mother said that, wasn't it? Oh, that's such a good line. Oh, you watched the movie again. That's why you know all the shit. I want to watch it again. That was so cool. I wonder how that power works. Like, how can she go down there? How can she breathe when she's in the matter?
Because she becomes the matter.
How does that work?
Well, there is she just can. It's just her power. You all things like breath and energy and would all change if depending on your power.
Hmm. Oh, that's a spiky dude.
Mm.
Yes, that's a dude.
That's a guy.
Oh. Did she just come through there too? Mm. Don't say yes.
Morphed into. She didn't come through. She just like became part. She camouflaged herself into the wall.
Oh. No, don't hug him. He has spikes in his head. Oh, he has spikes all over. I wouldn't want to fuck that guy.
Yeah, it'd be rather painful.
Beast is so well done. Aggressive negotiations. As we learned from Star Wars. What's aggressive? Was it aggressive negotiations?
Yeah.
What's that? Negotiations with a lightsaber.
You can find Star Wars parallels in anything.
I'm sorry. And I didn't even watch this movie. Like, I haven't watched it in ages.
You could probably find Star Wars parallels in a Kleenex commercial.
In a Kleenex commercial? Kleenex, I am your mother tissue. And he goes like, no!
Levels, girl, levels.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We can cut that out. It was stupid anyway. Oh no, we can't cut it. I'm sorry. I apologize to all our listeners. I'm very sorry. I like how the guy runs into the wall and just bounces back off. Man, our levels are so much better since we bought that weird thing.
Yeah, I know. See,
Casey, I love you. Yeah, and Alka, you too.
Yeah, you guys rock. Thank you. See, this is how excited we are about this film. We're actually more excited about the splitter that we bought than we are
yeah,
about
it's
this
like,
film.
Fuck the movie. We have this awesome Y splitter. Oh, there's the angel guy again, saving his dad. Man.
Having no point.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that. Electrocuted at the fence. Ha! It's the whole Palpatine routine. I'm sorry, that's another Star Wars going like, zap you, zap you.
I still like her line from the first X-Men movie.
When she comes back up in the elevator?
No, she goes, yeah, do you know what happens to a toad when it hits by lightning? The same
yeah.
thing that happens
to
everything.
Everything. And then it gets zapped. That's so awesome.
Car bombs.
See? The burning car bombs. I would have liked to have seen them going totally evil and see a car that's still occupied.
Mm.
I know that's just me, but that would have added something. Their total disregard for normal human life. But it was probably like a PG movie or something. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
No, but it's really quite surprisingly, because I thought that I might like the movie more now on DVD.
Mm.
But I don't know, it's just, it's really boring.
Yep, very boring.
Like, you've seen it before, and a lot of people says like maybe you have to watch it a second time to, well, then you have like low expectations and you might like it better. But I actually don't like it at all now. I don't even hate myself for hating it anymore. I just go like, this is such a bad movie. I think I've like closed the case file now. I don't want to see it again.
Case is closed. That's
yeah.
Three,
it's like,
sucks.
I hate it. I gave you a second chance. I still hate you. Case closed. I don't want to know about you.
And if you disagree, well, then you disagree. But, you know, that's your problem.
I mean, what's your... What do you think now that you've seen it a second time?
I think it's boring.
Yeah, it really is. And I can watch the first and the second one over and over again. But this one...
It's boring.
Do you know
it's
why
too
it's...
too many storylines.
Why there's no connection there? It's because the characters are not as well fleshed out as they are in the first two.
Because
I think the first two also didn't have such great storylines.
Look, it's a Harry Potter moment.
It's fire and ice! Actually, I'm for fire. Well, but I'm an evil person anyway.
Use the Schwartz.
A bad name. Bad name now.
Your Schwartz is just as big as mine. This is such a Voldemort Harry Potter moment. But this is cool.
Well, let's not start on that. I was so disappointed with the Voldemort guy. Did you like him?
Yeah, sure, fine.
Nah. I thought they... like, they were building it up for, like, four movies, and at the end of the fourth movie, the guy shows up and you go, that's it, that's you, you fucking kidding me, you idiot. You're a lame ass. Yeah, but don't you think that the characters just don't have as much depth and appeal as in the first two?
No.
You think they do?
No, I don't.
Oh. So you're agreeing with
me? Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, because they're flat.
Because I think the first two movies also didn't have much of a storyline either, really. They were just driven by the characters. And their interactions with each other.
The characters were interesting. No, X-Men 2 was really good, though.
X-Men 2, that was the one with Stryker and the Dam. Oh, man, Dam, the Dam.
Damn.
I just can't get enough of the Dam.
The Damity Dam.
Well, mine actually makes sense. Damn! It's the Damn. No, why would I say damn twice?
I don't know, damn.
You know, damn as in fuck. And then the fucking damn. And
see,
I just go like, damn,
see,
the damn.
I can't swear, so there's no point in me trying.
Yeah, true. But it sounds funnier than me going like, fuck the motherfucking damn. So I say, damn, the damn. You're just ruining my line. Okay, moving on.
It's over, Gene.
Yeah, thank God.
It's over.
We're almost done.
Oh my
god. This movie so fucking sucks.
Here comes the military. No, don't shoot. No.
Yeah, make her mad. Piss that lady in the red costume off so I can have her coat.
Oh, she's hot.
She's pissed.
Oh, she's flying.
You know, they could have done so much with her character.
That's so cool. Now this seems cool. But I don't get why no one else is like disintegrated. Like none of them.
Yeah. Because you might have to direct the power at people. I don't know. Well, in one of the deleted scenes you actually get to see that she just disintegrates randomly.
Yeah.
People randomly. Oh yeah, speaking of the deleted scenes, like... there's... Magneto, what have I done? I don't know, Ian McKellen, he's a Shakespearean actor. The way he delivers that line, I'm very disappointed with it.
Yeah, I was very disappointed with his performance.
Yeah. It's
well,
like...
I remember we saw the Da Vinci Code before this, and we're like... Hey,
yeah,
he
awesome.
He rocks
what's the Da
film?
Vinci Code before X-Men?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah, but he's such a good actor, and I really love him. He has this amazing voice, and he is a Shakespearean actor through and through. The way he delivers lines, he can read out of a phone book, and I go like, whoa! But here, it's like he knew that the movie is shit, and he was like, I'm not going to give 100% or something.
Yeah.
Even though he probably still did.
See, I don't like how Jean just kills off so many things. Like, I don't like how they killed off, sorry, not Jean. I don't like how they killed off so many characters in this film.
Oh, yeah, in general. Yeah, and definitely. General. Like, first Cyclops, and then we lost Charles Xavier. And Mystique lost her powers, so basically killing the character too. Who else?
And then you got all these mutants here that are dying. These really cool mutants that
That's
they just
true.
Introduced. And you're like, oh, these are cool. I want to see them in the next one. Yeah. No, they get destroyed.
Yeah, if they really wanted to do... Like, the whole scenario right now is so apocalyptic. But you would feel so much more for the characters if you've gotten to know them a bit better. Mm. If they had been fleshed out more.
This scene would have been so much more powerful if, you know, it was a bit more... Like, I still reckon that if this was Scott, this scene would have been so much more powerful.
Yeah.
Because I don't really buy the chemistry between Wolverine and Jean in the movies.
I don't know. I mean, I can understand that she's attracted to him, but on a different level than with Scott. She has a better connection with Scott,
yeah.
A deeper connection. Which is why I would have had him do that showdown.
Yeah, I would have had him here in this scene.
Yeah.
And not Wolverine.
Yeah, but the fans wouldn't have liked that.
Yeah, I know that. But in terms of the comics, it makes more sense.
Well,
and
I would have
in
actually...
In terms of the emotional impact, it makes
that's
more
true.
Sense.
Like, I would have let Scott live, and which would have been a really good dramatic piece for the Jean Grey character to live off of.
Mm.
Like, she would basically, the whole movie, be a schizophrenic character. And at the end, the Phoenix comes through, and Scott is confronting her, and she kills him. Like, she goes back and forth between being Jean Grey and the Phoenix, and the Phoenix kills him.
And kills him at the end.
Kills him at the very end. And that basically does a mental breakdown or whatever. And
sobs.
And then Wolverine comes into the picture. And she repeats what she told him earlier in the film. Kill me.
Mm. And he does.
And he does. And that's how I would have ended it.
Yeah, that would have been so much better.
First off, there is the parallel to the earlier scene where you can basically say, Wolverine, it's all your fault. You should have killed her back then when she asked you to do it.
Love how all the cars still have their lights on.
Yeah, the cars have their lights on and all that shit. It's like, are you shitting me? All the cars that they were throwing into the compound
are still there.
Yeah. So it doesn't make... It's not very...
consistent.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, now they have Scott's. Plug.
Yeah, now we had enough time to put up the gravestones. Huh. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, the ending with Dark Phoenix, they could have done that very dramatically, but they fucked it up. It wasn't really emotional, but it could have been. Like, they could have made a real tearjerker out of that. Having Scott and Jean in there, and then having him killed. And she just goes mental about it.
Halle Berry must be really short, because she wasn't much taller than Kitty Pryde.
Hmm.
Than Emma Page. And Emma Page is really short.
Yeah, she's short. But yeah, coming back to the whole Dark Phoenix thing, those deleted scenes in the encampment where she shows off her powers, where she delivers that small line where she goes that Magneto is just like Charles. And what was she saying? Like, the whole, you can control it, or nah. Basically, it was about who has the power over the Dark Phoenix.
Mm.
And then he, at the end, when they're trying to get rid of the cure, there's a deleted scene where Magneto tells Jean Grey to step in there and to get rid of the other mutants and the Marines and whatever.
Mm.
And she goes like, you sound so much like him, or you are like him, and she doesn't do anything. Which makes it clear, gives her a reason, or at least shows her motive, why she's not doing anything at the end.
Yeah,
because we were sitting at the movie theater going like, well, you have this powerful weapon, and she's not doing anything.
Why are you just standing there?
It doesn't make any sense. And then, because of those two deleted scenes, it makes perfect sense.
No, that's such a Star Wars shot. Sorry.
Yeah. That's like at Lake Como.
Yeah. Okay, well, Star Wars parallels. And finally, it's ended. Thank God.
Yeah, so they could have done a lot just out of the Dark Phoenix storyline.
Yeah.
They could have done
a lot out
of the Cure storyline. Oh, and here the Golden Gate Bridge is back to normal.
With the stupid angel.
Is it back to normal?
No,
it's still fucked. And the angel is flying through the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
It's so pathetic. You know, it's just so bad.
This film is such a disappointment.
Definitely. And they could have done something really nice. A very well acted, if they had it well written, dramatic piece.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, having one of your heroes turn bad to maybe turn good at, or stay bad in the end.
Mm.
It's like the overall hero's journey that you always have.
Mm.
And you could have had that with an already established character. How much better can it get?
Mm. Ah, oh, it's over.
I like it that you see Magneto at the end, that he's moving the chess piece without touching it.
And it gives you some kind of...
Even though it's not very clear, like, I wasn't too sure about it when we watched it at the movies. Did he or did he not touch it?
No, he moved
and you
it.
Was, and you said, no, he didn't touch it. So I was like, okay, he's getting his power back. But that might just be because he's a very powerful mutant.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, it just leaves it open for a fourth one. But I'm really surprised how they want to do a fourth one since they killed off so many characters.
Yeah, I think they're doing spin-offs now, like Jean Grey or Wolverine.
Wolverine is getting a spin-off. Magneto, Kitty Pryde, and I think Mystique.
Yeah, I heard about the Mystique
one. It was four in total. And the Wolverine spin-off has been... like in the planning process for quite some time, and I'm gonna go and watch this because I like the Wolverine character a lot. Mm. It's just really sad for X-Men 3. Like, they wanted to do a trilogy, and the last movie just fucked it up.
Mm.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
Ellen. Yeah. Ellen Page. Sorry, not Emma Page.
Ellen Page. Okay, Emma Page is someone else.
Yes.
Ellen Page. Who was Ellen Page? Was that Kitty Pryde?
Yeah, Castration Girl.
Castration Girl from Hard Candy. Yeah, so whoever's still listening to us, because I think that our commentary was really boring. We didn't really bitch a lot about the movie. We were just sitting there going like, man.
We were commenting about other things because it was so boring.
Yeah, it was just bad. Like, I think even less of this movie than the first time I saw it.
Mm.
The first time I was just really pissed off and angry that it was so shit. Right now, I'm past caring. I just go like, fuck off this fuck film. Let's watch something good. I'm just gonna go, there's X-Men 1, there's X-Men 2, and then at the end, Famke Janssen's Jean Grey dies or turns into the Phoenix, and then I'm gonna go to the comics and the television series. You know, it's just, man, Ratner, you fucked this movie up total.
Yeah. And
I don't care.
And Singer,
why did you go to do Superman?
Superman
is... I've seen the movie. It was okay.
At least James Marsden got a better role.
That's true.
In freaking Superman.
But you know, Singer, how did you ever get Kate Bosworth as Lois Lane? And the whole thing about the little super kid. Holy shit! You should have just stuck with fucking X-Men.
Mm.
Yeah, he fucked up X-Men by leaving, and he didn't really do a good Superman movie either, so it's not like a double fuck.
Yep.
Good job, Singer.
Thanks, Singer.
Yeah, we really love you.
Not.
Cheers to that. Oh, man. No, I'm not gonna buy this one.
Yeah.
It's really shit.
Yeah.
Is there an audio commentary on it from Ratner?
I don't know, but there's one now.
Yeah, we're just gonna burn it again with our commentary. Go like, no! We should watch it again. Go like, oh, Star Wars Parallel. No, I can't watch it again.
No.
I really can't.
I want to throw it out the window. If it didn't belong to my brother, I'd throw it out the window.
Yeah, it's like, let's use it to put glasses on. Like,
coasters.
What do you call it?
Coasters.
Coasters, is that what you put your glasses on
yeah.
a table?
Yeah, coaster.
A coaster. Yeah, let's use it as a coaster. It would be a nice coaster. Mm. An expensive coaster, but a nice coaster. It's just so shit.
Boring.
And we're not even done yet because of the fucking tidbit at the end. Which we also stayed to see at the movies.
Even though we
and
were
it's
swearing
such...
and cursing and going, why?
Yeah, we were like, oh my god. But just like now. We're like, oh my god, this is a shit movie. It's like what we're saying right now, but just angry.
Yeah.
Or I was angry. I was so pissed off.
And I'm like, calm down. It's okay.
It's just a movie. Yeah, it's X-Men. I wanted it to be good. It's gonna be fun at the next dinner, you know. Two of our friends really like X-Men 3, and every time I, without intentionally mentioning it, I just mention it and say it's shit, and it starts the whole discussion over and over again. And they don't see my point of view, I don't see their point of view. We're just on totally opposite ends of the spectrum about this.
Yeah, we totally disagree.
Yeah, it's like you say this and that, and they go like, no, but this and that. It just, their argumentation doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I just don't buy it. And I really was looking forward to seeing this again, because I thought I might like it, but I actually, no. It's just over.
Disappointing. Absolutely disappointing.
Yeah, it's like I'm so beyond hating. I go like, I just, for me, it doesn't exist. That's how far I am. Stop pointing at the levels. It's really bizarre. Usually we go like, oh my god, our levels are too low, and now, oh my god, our levels are too low. Don't talk that loud. I'm gonna do this. Maybe now it's better.
Keep the mic further away. Don't eat it.
Oh, we're almost at the end scene thing, and then we're done with the shit.
Yay, celebration. Oh yeah, but the
ending
shit.
Why did they have to keep it open after this debacle? It's a hospital. It's a nurse.
Morning.
Morning.
Hello, Moira.
Shit, it's Charles Xavier.
Holy shit.
Did he telepathically talk to her, or did he really talk to her?
No, he really talked to her. Well, yeah. That was over.
So,
thank God.
That was X-Men.
Yeah.
X-Men 3, to make that clear, we were not watching 102, because otherwise we would have gone, bah, cool!
Yeah. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed our commentary.
Yeah, because I actually think that we were just fucking boring. I don't think that we said anything that might be interesting to anyone.
But, you know.
Well, we're gonna put it online. Well, if you're listening to it, we have put it online. Mm. So, just give us feedback, whatever, about the commentary, about verbal diarrhea in general. Mm. X-Men, whatever. Just
maybe you can give us a movie we can comment on.
Well, the next movie we're gonna comment on is Pirates of the Caribbean 2. Yes. It's coming out, like, what, in 2 weeks or something?
Yeah, something like that. No, next week.
Next week. Next week? Next week. Oh my god. Yeah, so we're gonna buy it and do a commentary for Pirates of the Caribbean, which is gonna be much funnier. Mm-hmm. Much funnier. Which is gonna be funnier. Than this one. Mm-hmm. And then we can also point out a lot of Star Wars parallels. Mm-hmm.
God,
like, how
Star
can
Wars
you
parallels.
Not get the Star Wars parallels in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Ah, dear. Star Wars parallels.
Yeah. So, I feel now pretty exhausted watching this shit movie. So, if you agree with us, email us. Mm. If you don't agree with us, email us. Just email us what you thought about the audio commentary. Mm. Just email us what you think about the show in general. Movies we should see, movies we shouldn't see.
All that jazz.
Just email us comments and suggestions at vd.verbaldiarrhea@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to the blogspot, which is...
vd-verbal-diarrhea.blogspot.com.
Exactly, and there you can find all the linkages, like, to our email addresses. And don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, or leave us reviews on iTunes and Podcast Pickle, because that way it's easier for other people to find our show.
Absolutely.
So yeah, please we're begging you, vote for us on Podcast Alley, because just us voting for us is just a bit bad.
It's a bit wrong.
We're such losers. It's like, no one else is voting for us. We're gonna vote for us. Damn you.
All right,
so that was X-Men 3. Yep. We still hate it. Well, I'm beyond hating. What about you?
Yeah, I'm over it.
You're over it. So good. This movie doesn't exist for us.
Okay.
Looking forward to doing audio commentary for Pirates of the Caribbean 2. So absolutely. We hope you're going to join us for that. We promise it's going to be funnier because this was just lame ass. I hope we weren't too depressing. Don't worry, we're not going to go into the bathroom and slit our wrists. We're so over it. So yeah, just this is Mel signing off.
This is Kat signing off.
Dos vidania.
Bye.